Just the other day, I had two separate calls on the phone claiming to be from the IRS, and if I would just call this number, they would work out my problems unspecified with the IRS. Are there a lot of these calls out there?
There are. This is a very prevalent scam, particularly right now as tax season has just wrapped up. I just had dinner with my parents last night, and they told me they had received one of these calls yesterday. We hear about this regularly from our clients. These are scams. The IRS is not going to call you. If there is a lawsuit pending against you, a prosecution or any other IRS-related problem, that would come to you in writing. And I do want to mention that the IRS scams also do send out notices in writing. They often are very bare bones. They say, please call this number regarding such and such claim number regarding the lawsuit that has been filed against you. These are also part of the IRS scam. What I tell people is you can file a complaint, but ignore the notice itself and the phone call. If you want to follow up because there is some question as to whether this is legitimate, you should call your local taxpayer assistance line. You can find this online or in the phone book, and you can ask them whether there's a claim against you. They will be able to tell you whether there is any legitimacy to these phone calls or notices.
Now, you're with Legal Services for the Elderly. Are the elderly more prone to believing this? Are we of a generation that trusts more, or do they just think these people are pigeons to be nailed?
Well, the elderly population is certainly targeted for many reasons. For one, they have a fixed monthly income often that may be available on a regular basis. They may have ready access to retirement savings. They may have home equity. And there are other factors, such as the fact that they may have lost a spouse, they may have lost family or friends, and therefore be more lonely and ready to engage in a conversation on the phone. They also may be taking medications that affect their mental acuteness and therefore make decisions that they may otherwise not make. So I certainly think that they are targeted. I know they are targeted. With regard to whether or not they're more likely to fall for these, for some of the reasons I just stated, yes, I think that they are more vulnerable to this. We really encourage all of our clients and everyone to whom we speak at outreaches to run things by family and friends before you make any decision. Anyone who's entering your space and asking you for personal or financial information is someone with whom you should not be engaging. If there's a question, reach out to my organization, reach out to a family or friend, and run it by them.
Can you help them?
We try to do as much prevention as possible. If someone comes to us, however, and they have already fallen victim to a scam, it's very hard to get your money back. Cleaning up after the fact is very difficult. We can help you in directing you where you can file a police report. We can help you reach out to your banking institution or credit card company to file a fraud affidavit to see whether you might be able to get some money back. There are time frames within which you must report to your banking institution or credit card company. Typically, 30 to 60 days after a transaction has occurred, you would need to alert the company of fraud. We have been able, in rare occasions, to get money back for people after that 30 to 60 day window, but it's very difficult.
Are seniors more prone to believing things on the web than younger people, at least in theory, should be?
I think perhaps the internet is quite new to the elderly population. I think that they may be more likely to not understand that when someone is reaching out to them in the guise of a friend or a government agency, that this could in fact just be a scammer. We are seeing right now more frequently these government grant scams where you're being contacted by purportedly a government agency offering you a grant. Just you simply have to pay X amount of dollars up front and you'll get $50,000. I think that there's perhaps a lack of awareness that these scam outfits are able to even contact you and know some of your personal information in order to approach you in that manner.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Nicole Parshall has been here and we've been talking about scams, especially affecting the elderly. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.